entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
888-6581. Time of going out and seeing dirt and grime. And it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash it for you. And let your home's beauty shine through.
Let it shine through.
If you want the best, you better call Merritt. 888-6581. If you want the best, call Merritt.
Let your wash it. 888-6581.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketer's British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Thank you, Matt. You know, I really thank you, Magical Matt, for the way you helped me and all that. Just want you to know, you produce a great show, and I'm very thankful. Anyhow, we got a prophet in the house, and he doesn't say, oh, I'm the first to call him that, but he really is. I would say to people that would want to be healed, right, if you want to be healed or hear the message of God, call the station, anybody, 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. Anybody that wants to be healed or hear the message of God. Anyhow, Mr. Prophet, tell us the message that God's telling you to say. I just like to give my experience with you first. So I meet this man, and he prays over me, and he anoints me, and the words he said really touched my heart. And I have anxiety. I go through things. I stress out sometimes. You know, life, we all go through it. But when you turn to God, you don't have to worry about it because you can trust that God's going to heal you. And if you focus on God, there's nothing else to worry about. There's one who has all power, and that one is God. May you find him now. And now means is if you're, say you're with a group of people and you hear someone tell a joke and everybody's laughing but not you, all that can mean is that you were thinking or worrying about something in the future. You weren't in the now. Stay in the now, right? Because that's where the power of God is. He doesn't want fear. You know, in the Bible, it says, fear not, 365 times. That's one for each day. Fear not. So call 727-441-3000 if you would like to talk to a prophet that can anoint you, give you a message of healing, and also give you great advice on how to be a better person. And with further ado, the prophet.
Bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Lord has given us everything. And the only thing we have to do is pray. That's it. And calling, our prayers. And a lot of people don't understand that. Our Father in heaven cries daily for us. And what I do, not nothing to me, it's all Him. I'm a sinner. I'm dirt. I'm garbage. But what comes through me is Him. And He has anointed me. And He's made me this way. I've been like this for a long time, since August 10th, 1974. When I died, I went up the tunnel and I met God. And what you'll see is a ring of jewels, emeralds, diamonds, and rubies that look like feathers. And it turns into a black gyrating moving tunnel with white cumulus clouds all the way up. And at the very top, there's a blue sky and a round ball of light. The first time He came to me, He came into the middle of my head. It was so confusing. He said, "Son." And I said, "Dad?" He says, "No, I'm your Father in heaven." We felt like I was talking to Him for weeks. I was only dead for an hour. And my Father, time means nothing to Him. He could put you in your body and leave you all the way to the future and see your death and see your family and see 9/11, see everything. But it's His plan, not mine. I can't speak of it. But He has prepared me. He told me I would suffer immensely, but I would be redeemed. Focus on that. Waiting. Because I've been up that tunnel not once, but three times. Rattlesnake bites. Just a trip home. That's all they are. And I know my Father now. My Father in heaven. And off to the left, when you're up there, the ball of light, and you see the ball of light. If it touches your head, you'll have a white spot in your hair. My sister Sandy didn't like it at her wedding. But you'll see a cloud floor and two colonial piers. One's just like at Hee Haw Junction Missionary Baptist Church on Hee Haw Junction, same piers. Somebody been up the tunnel there. And a narrow gate, not a wide gate. That's why I know so much and why I worship so hard and why I pray so hard and why He comes through me. Because I know nobody can change me from that. I say bless you all. Bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't thank nobody. I try not to, because nobody's worth a thank you. The only person worth a thank you is God. That's the only person worth a thank you. I'd rather just say bless you in the name of Jesus. It matters in what kind of a world we have. If we said bless you in the name of Jesus instead of thanking a human and throwing our arms up in the air saying thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Get that high praise in. Get those arms fully extended and say hallelujah.
That is wonderful to say hallelujah. What does hallelujah mean? Does that mean praise God?
That's the highest praise you could give to God.
Right. If you would like to talk to the prophet, call 727-441-3000. If you can give a spiritual experience maybe, or just hear the prophet, what he has to say. I mean, he's the real deal. If you visualize and close your eyes what a prophet would look like, it's this man right here, the prophet. He does it. He anoints people with oil. He prays over you. I can just tell you, the first day I woke up after being prayed over him, I woke up with peace in my heart. And what I want Tammy to do is to get a picture of you, if that's okay, and to put it out there to our people. Yeah, so... there's the deal. Would you like to ask a prophet a question?
Sure.
Why not? And this get the feel that he's real.
Okay.
Because I know, you know what I know what this sounds like? You don't think I don't know? Put the headset on. Oh. But you don't know. I know. Because I know what I would think. You would think this is crazy. Oh, I turned it down. Right? But this man really is the prophet. He speaks to God. So ask a question like that you feel touches your heart.
Okay.
What do you feel? Do you go to church too? Are you a churchgoer?
I'm not a churchgoer, but I don't frown against it. I think it's good to be around like-minded people, and not be around people that perhaps might otherwise change or lead you in the right direction. You know, they say, "Tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are."
Right. Show me your friends, I'll tell you your
exactly.
Future. Like if you go to, if you want good things to happen in your life, go to good places.
My daughter, by the way.
Hi, daughter.
Angelique.
The teacher.
Angelique.
This is the prophet. I met the prophet. I know.
Sydney. Sydney is my daughter's wife.
Well, there you go. Well, hello. Happy New Year. You know what true love is? That's what all that matters. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Right. Love is the most powerful weapon God has.
Mm-hmm.
It shines through everything. It brings darkness, makes it flee. And as long as you have true love in your heart, you cannot be beaten by nothing.
Thank you. Wow.
We have a call in?
No, we have dead air. Somebody talk.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well.
Well, how long have you been? I know he introduced me as the prophet, as you being a prophet. Yeah. How long have you been a prophet for?
Well, I didn't ever call myself a prophet.
Okay.
I just called myself a man of God that has been chosen.
I gave him the name the prophet, by the way.
God has given me a name in heaven, and I've died 3 times, and I've been up to time when I met God. First time I did it was August 10th, 1974, and I went and met God, but it was a ball of light.
No one can hear you.
August 10th, 1974 was the first day that I met God. And it was I went up a tunnel and I met him.
August 10th.
It was a round ball of light. And when he came into me in the middle of my head, not through my ears. And I felt like I was up there for weeks. But I was only dead for an hour. My brother and my father watched me, deceased.
Let me answer this question. When you had that out-of-body experience, how did you know it was God?
Well, I went up 2 more times. I went up 2 more times. Mm-hmm. And also, when God gives you a special name, he leads you. He orders your footsteps. And I've had times where I was really in a bad place, and I prayed to God for a unique person to bring me a message. And that was in Tampa. And a beautiful black woman came and see me. She seen my feathers in my hair, and she said, "God told me you'd be here, and you got feathers in your hair." And she told me my name, like only God knew, and the message from him. And hit me right. Her name was Unique Person. She still lives in Tampa, and she gets communication from God himself. And for us that are on mission right now.
So what kind of mission do you believe God has you doing at this point? Having that experience?
Not just witnessing, but witnessing is the key part. But also praying, anointing, healing. It's all through him. It's not me. Nothing that I could do. It just, he works through me, and I do what he tells me to do. He orders my steps.
And for those people that can't see, he has a Bible on our table, and he has a palm tree, like a palm leaf, and he actually gave me a cross around me. And I believe, is that oil you have there as well?
Yeah.
Is that salt water as well?
That's holy water.
Holy water?
And
okay.
Anointed oil.
Anointed oil? Okay. And I notice you carry it with you. And why is it that you carry these items with you on a regular basis?
Well, I carried it in here because sometimes somebody needs to be anointed, or they have a spiritual problem, a spiritual, an attack. Ran into a girl today over here. The pump you up vitamin guy, he's Martin.
Yeah.
I seen him, and he told me, this woman came over, and she was telling me about her spiritual attacks of being burnt like cigarette burns, and you can see the marks on her and everything. And I prayed just like I prayed for you, anointed her with holy water, and she all the burning stopped, and she went on her way. But God led her to me. I was just sitting there drying out some clothes in the laundromat next door, and but God led her to me, and she came right up and talked to me and told me about how she was being attacked by demons and how she died, and her life had never been right afterwards. And I explained to her, you know, that is a demon attack, and she felt that it was and everything. And as soon as I anointed her with holy water, she was getting burned, and you could see a little bit of smoke on her, not much, but she was freaking out pretty hard. And I told her, just remember, God is with you, the angels are with you. You accept Jesus Christ in your heart, you accept him. Yeah. And I told her, just wait. And I prayed over, did the normal. Behold the cross of the Lord, Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David is conquered. All evil spirits in human form and humans that are attacking anybody, that are being bound up by feathers and chains, because Jesus Christ has sent them, and they are deaf, dumb, blind, and mute, and unable to communicate. And they are being dragged to the foot of the cross, where they have to wait for Jesus to come for them to be judged. So they will not be coming back to harm you no more. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And that prayer is very, very powerful.
It's powerful, yeah.
Very powerful.
So do you feel, do you also have the gift of discernment?
What does that word mean?
Oh, he'll tell you.
You mean the future?
The discernment. Like, you can tell when there's people around you.
Yes.
He can sense things from people.
Oh, yeah. And I can tell when there's certain demons and certain people. Yes, I do have that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I felt like myself a few times I was possessed by a demon. I know that sounds crazy. Thank you. Because, you know, you say it to some people, it sounds insane, right? Mm-hmm. But I felt the demon, like, you know what I'm saying? I did. I felt the spirit. And it's generally, they say it's your belly-ometer. You know, the first thing developed in a child is the belly.
Right.
I thought it was the brain. I was shocked to find that out, or the heart.
Right.
And that's why they call it your belly-ometer.
Right. And like, I have a gut feeling, that all came from there.
Right.
Right.
Right. A gut feeling. So my gut feeling tells me that most people think that I'm insane. Just to be upfront, let's just lay the cards truthful on the table. You know, King Solomon said, you force people to see the truth. You know what the next line is? They only hate you. There are people out there that think this is nuts, what we're doing right here, right now.
And what we're talking about.
And what we're talking about. Subject. And I can see it
but
in faith.
Well, there's also witchcraft.
Let me just, prophet, be quiet. That was a joke. That was a joke. You know that was a joke, right, everybody? Well, let's play that back. Okay. Talk.
No, I'm sorry, Ryan.
No,
but you was mentioning about witchcraft.
I was educated.
Do you guys mind this?
A lady, Senator Pat Roberts' secretary, Juanita Reinhart, she seen what, because she's a very spiritual person too, and she told me, you know, God has a hand on you, and I have a place for you to do exorcisms at and everything. And I did exorcisms for a few years in Tampa, over there at 9412 Tacoma Trail, and it was pretty powerful, because there's people that don't believe in God that was able to come there and actually see these demon entities and stuff. There's a way of seeing it, you know.
And feeling it, too.
Oh, yeah. There's some scriptures that are taken out of the Bible, like the spiritual porthole to God's realm is through the porthole of the eye. It's in the Dead Sea Scrolls and in the older Bibles, the 539 Hebrew Bibles. And people don't even know about it. Don't even know what it means.
Right.
Spiritual porthole to God's realm is through the porthole of the eye.
What it is,
if you look at the sun and you have a bright light in your eye, and you look towards the light, and you put a finger up by your eye, right? They see the finger imprint in your eye, and you watch the fingerprint in your eye, and you pull it slowly back to your face. So your face comes in visualization in their eye. And then you have the whole thing. You see their face and your eye and everything. And you pray and you shall receive. You ask for Jesus Christ to show up, he'll show up. You pray Psalms 91 and says God will send angels in charge of you to keep you safe in all your ways. You say, encamp angels around me. You'll see angels encamping around you in the name of Jesus Christ. all the way around, but only through the porthole's eye. That's the reflection of the eye, like a mirror. It's very powerful.
And then you also say you can see the visual. Is this true? That during when they look in the light, when you look in your eye, that you can see Jesus' face.
Yes, you can. And you can, you're not going to see his, you're not going to get no voice, but you'll get a yes or no. You could get a head shake, yes or no. It's very powerful.
Well, every
it's
morning,
all God. It's all this gift is from God, not from me.
Let me ask you a question. When you get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? I'm kind of curious. What's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
I pray. I thank God for everything. I pray like Jesus did. I pray on my hands and knees. I bury my head in the ground. I cover my face. I cover my head. I cover my head when I speak about God because it's best. And Jesus
why do you cover your head?
It's going to break, is it?
Going to break.
Jesus did it. Why shouldn't we pray like Jesus? Are we that obtuse?
Right. Okay.
We're going to break real quick, and then we'll come back. And,
yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
All right, this is Magical Mac with Magical Matt with the BCC Coupon Book Traffic Report, brought to you by Barnett's Power Washing. If you're in the Tampa area, we got a full slowdown on 275, backed up heavy all the way past I-4 due to rush hour traffic. We've also got slowdowns on 275 going into Tampa if you're coming out of Pinellas County. Again, rush hour traffic backups there. Slight slowdown going on the Courtney Campbell Causeway coming into the downtown Clearwater area. There's backups on 19 going in both directions up through Pinellas, up through or down through St. Pete and up towards Palm Harbor, again all due to rush hour traffic. Same thing with everybody getting on and off the bridge going out to Clearwater Beach. Expect slowdowns for most of the rest of the afternoon through the rush hour time frame. With your BCC Coupon Book Radio Show, this is Magical Matt, and that is your traffic report. We will be back with more right after this.
888-658-WASH. Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime, and it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash for you, and let your home's beauty shine through. If you want the best, you better call Mary. 888-658-WASH. If you want the best, call Mary. Bet you're washing. 888-658-WASH.
Jelly beans, ice cream, and treats has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jillybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at jillybeans.ict. Check out their website for all their weekly specials. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
back, Tampa Bay. Tan Talk Radio's network here at 106.1 FM. We're here every Wednesday. We have a special guest in the house. We have a gentleman who's very, very spiritually guided here. We have two other special guests here. I'm really honored to have my daughter in town. She's actually visiting here from Buffalo, New York. She's also a school teacher. I'm very proud of her. She's also here with her beautiful wife. So we have Sydney on the other line, and she's going to ask the gentleman here who is very spiritual some questions that she would like to ask. And let's go. And first of all, what's your name, sir? I never got your name. I apologize.
I'll go my flesh name. Azra. My flesh name is Mel.
Mel? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And what's your spiritual name?
I'd rather not tell you
okay,
that.
That's fine.
I could tell you a name that's close to it.
Okay.
But I'd rather keep my name with God.
Okay.
Private, because when he does send somebody to talk to me,
right,
and they do know my name, right, I know it's from God.
Gotcha. Okay, Mel. So, Mel, we have Sydney. She's going to ask you a few questions, and go ahead, Sydney.
While we were off the air, you started talking about how, you know, when you do anything for Jesus, when you do anything in the name of God, you want to do it privately. What does that mean to do it privately, and why? Why are we doing things?
If you're praying to God, right, and you're praying for for yourself or for your partner or something, God loves when you're silent, you know, in praying and not letting nobody know you pray. If you go to your secret place of the Most High, you pray at your secret place of the Most High, and you try to bring your heart out into it. And sometimes when you're praying in with multiple people, now if you're doing a prayer to just, you know, to heal someone or something like that, yes, it's great to have one or more. Yes. But if you're praying about just yourself, world peace and everything else and your daily things, and you're gathering all your problems up in your hand, you're lifting them up and you're giving them to God, and you're saying, God, take these away from me and heal me and fix these things for me because I cannot do it. Yeah, he likes that. He likes that, where you're just you and him.
Wow. I don't know about you, Angelique, but this is pretty close to home.
Yeah, it is. The first time, yes. And then after we built a relationship, and I know who I am, and I know that I have favor from him, it has changed. But I still fear my father, yes. Yes. He's the only one I fear. I fear no man. I fear no government or anything like that. I've been shot. I've had bullets bounce off my head. I'll show you the mark. I've been shot through the head and been healed immediately. Been taken out of my truck. Healed. And they didn't understand why. They investigated, and you know, I was married to an FBI agent, Michelle Powell. I was married to her for 24 years, and the things I know are pretty bad because I've been through it. I've seen the travesties of our government. I know our government's not with God. Illuminati symbol on the back of the dollar, Illuminati symbol on the Constitution. Now, if I handed you that cross and put that around your neck, you knew what God I was saying. You knew immediately it was Jesus Christ. Am I right, sir? Mm-hmm. And you know if I hand you a cross, which one? But you don't know who's blessing who with what God. When they say bless you, what God are they blessing you with? Do you know? Now, if I hand you a cross and I say, bless you, you know God. Okay? Now, we've all been fooled here in America. And I have been with the government. I know, I met General Myers in 87. I earned a challenge coin from two-star General Randy Taylor on Fort Riley on Custer Hill as a civilian, the highest decoration a civilian could ever get. And I laid it down in the officers' club, and I met General Myers. General Myers now is president of K-State University. He was fired by Donald Trump.
Wow.
And he was chief of staff of the Army from 1994 to till Donald fired him. So I do know.
And real quick, I'm sorry, we have to do a quick announcement as well, and we'll get back to this conversation. For Facts Jacks, for those folks that we have a coupon booklet, on page 52, we have a food truck advertisement. They no longer have a physical location, so if you want to know where they're located, they actually have a moving, obviously, a food truck. So get on their Facebook, and they can tell you what location they're located, which is Facts Jacks Sandwich Shop, which is it's on Facebook. Again, it's Facts Jacks Sandwich Shop. So that's how you will know where they're located for Fat Jacks on Wheels. So that's it. So keep going. What are you guys talking about?
I just wanted to share how the environment is in the room, because clearly, you know, when you're on the radio and you're kind of just driving around or you're putting it on, you don't really know. You kind of listen and kind of try to get a grasp of what it's like in the room. So I thought I'd share that to my right, who is my wife, Angelique. She's just got tears in her eyes. She's got goosebumps on her arms from what he's talking about. And throughout this week, we've kind of come into contact and experiences with things like this. So to kind of walk in for the first time with her father and, you know, Mel, you be here. I feel like I have no words for it almost. Mel is actually to my left, and it's true. He's got his head covered with a white, I want to say it looks like a scarf, so that...
And feathers hanging out of my hair, because Psalms 91, I shall be endowed with feathers and hide underneath the wings of Almighty, and it's a protection prayer that David had, and David was a warrior, a soldier of God, and I am a soldier of God, so... Every time I find a feather, I pick it up and I put it in my hair, because my father's told me, he said, when you find feathers, it means that there's angels fighting around you.
Okay. Is that the prayer that resonates with you most? Or sorry.
Psalms 91 is the prayer that I go to for protection of everybody and myself and the world, and to change things around us. And then for my household, I always tell people to pray. Read Psalms 101 so you don't feel like you're judging, because sometimes you find yourself judging and you think, I don't want to be a judger. Well, read Psalms 101. David wrote that so you could, it's a guideline of a soldier of God, how he held his house.
Was there ever a time where you felt like you didn't have faith?
No, I always had faith. It's, just that sometimes when you are following God, you will suffer immensely. And the pain, you know, God will take it away from you. And I've been through some things where, you know, I've been really hurt before. But he never let me die. And, I had one finger that sinned. I don't have it no more. And it's pretty powerful, because I knew it had to come off because of what I did, and I'm not going to speak of what I'd done, because anytime when you speak of something of a sin, you're casting it on somebody else's soul, because they're taking it in, and then they have to confess it and repent it. So I don't watch TV, I don't watch nothing, I try not to let anybody speak about their past sins or anything around me, because when they do, they're casting on me, and I have to pray and confess it and repent for it. Mm-hmm. And everybody else. And I see TV just like a big way to cast sin on everybody.
What would you tell people who may not really understand what is suffering, or what does it feel like to be suffering?
Well, it's pretty hard to explain.
I guess what I mean is,
I've been at a point to where I was on fire, because and it didn't stop. I woke up on fire, and I stayed on fire for a while, and my FBI agent wife watched a blister appear on my forehead as I was talking to her about a spiritual thing that happened with me. Yeah, I had a big old blister appear on my head in front of her as I was speaking about it, because I had a handful of coals from John the Baptist laid on my forehead in a dream. And I was sitting there telling her about it, and she watched the blister appear in front of her. She really freaked out. She went to work real fast.
Does God speak to you through your dreams a lot?
No, mainly he orders my steps, and if I listen right. Now, there's times when there's other things trying to make you go a different direction, the evil ones and everything. They try to make you move, go a certain way. And like last night, I wanted to go to the beach and go hand out crosses, but I knew better. God was ordering me to McDonald's over here on Court Street, and I met Jimmy the Greek that he's basically starving to death, and he doesn't have a blanket or nothing, so we ate, and I shared my blankets with him and tried to set him up a place where he could stay warm. And nobody really cares, because they just see an old man sitting there drinking coffee, but he doesn't tell nobody about his problems except God. And God ordered me back there because he was praying for death. He wanted to die.
Wow.
I see you're very emotional. And why do you feel you're very emotional sharing this story right now with us?
Because I got to go find him. God ordered my steps, but I needed a sleeping bag. God provided it for me. I needed food. God provided it for me. I don't have no money or nothing, but he orders my steps, and I'll go to a trash can and open up a trash can. I find a bag of unopened Cheerios and a thing of milk that's one of those non-refrigerated ones, you know, you buy the ones in the paper carton. And he told me last night he loved milk. He said he used to drink a gallon of it when he had his shop over here. He used to fix cars. And nobody really cares except God.
Well, Mel, I have a company called Our Community First with the letter R. It's a resource directory to help people that are in need. So if you ever have time to go to a library, which is free, type in Our Community First, which is www.ourcommunityfirst. Type in food pantries, food, homeless shelters, whatever you need, and all the resources are there for you.
Okay? Yeah, I pretty much don't go to any of those places or anything connected to the government anymore, because I don't want to go through the problems that comes along with it. And God orders me in places where people walk up to me and say, God told me to give you this. And the ones that are listening and paying attention, they are ordered by God to come to me. And that's how it works.
Can I say something real quick? So what's your name, young lady?
My name is Sydney.
Well, I can't say it. Anyhow, I'll call you a young lady. So I leave, right? Because you know during the break you were real emotional. And then I said to you, you're very emotional, but they couldn't feel it on the radio. So I walked out thinking, no one's going to know that somebody in the radio station's heart was so touched by what the prophet was saying that they came to tears, right? So then I just think that's my thought. And then when I walked in, what'd you do? You told the story of what happened during the break and how she came to tears and she got emotional. And you actually put your arms up like you had goosebumps. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's a spiritual experience. That's what that is. So here, I'm thinking that this needs to be said, but I had nothing to do with the mic. Now, this is what I'm thinking outside. Mm. And when I walk in, like the Spirit of God was talking to me, like in a wavelength, if you want to say it, but that same wavelength you picked up on. And you chose to say what happened during the break. And I thank you for that. We're going to have someone come in here and sing a song. But in the meantime, just any questions you want to ask the prophet, ask. And we'll take call-ins, too, at 727-441-3000. And I'd like to say hello out to my friend Jerry, who has a locksmith company. And it's Jerry, baby. He's the best from New York. I wish I had his phone number in front of me. We should get I'll get that before the show ends. But here, ask the prophet a question. Everybody's putting their hands in the air and saying, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. You see how it broke the sadness?
Yeah.
Just sticking your hands up in the air and saying, hallelujah, breaks the sadness and breaks all the thought from the past. breaks it all, don't it? Yes, just remember that. Stick your arms in there and say hallelujah. And when I'm going down the road and I start thinking about this past, I'm like, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm, people are looking at me like, you listening to him?
Wow. It did feel different. I mean, coming in here, I didn't know what to expect. It was really overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to recover.
It's because I answered your question
without me having to say anything at all.
Yeah.
I literally just looked at him.
That usually surprises people, because there was a preacher at McDonald's that he was praying to see an angel of God, and God ordered my steps there. And then a few days later, he prayed for me to come back, and I show up, and he was like, wow. And I told him, I said, the only thing you got to do is reach out and grab it. Your anointing is there. And he's an awesome preacher. And sometimes you run into people that are powerful with God. And then when you feel it and you understand it and you know God's ordering your steps, you don't stop. You just go for it.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And then we're going to have a song just sung here. We got Mark coming on. Just relax. Come on. Just relax. We got my friend Mark. He does dog walking. I'm not going to... Mark, you there? Oh, no. He's not there yet. I'm sorry. Okay. You got to hear it. Anyhow, put the mic, put that up to his thing. Okay. And then what we're going to do is, I make the mistake sometimes is my brain turns off and there's silence on the radio, and that's not good, right? But anyhow, what song do you like? What song do you guys like that maybe he can play? Okay. Do you know? Do you know anything like Bob? What's your favorite band? You like anything? You know anything Phil Collins? How about Bob Marley? You like Bob Marley?
Three Little Birds, Don't Worry About a Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Message to you. About a thing. Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. This is my message to you.
You're so good.
That was
You're
fun.
So good.
That was great.
Wow.
No, let's do another song. Come on,
another one?
Yeah, one more. One more. But first, I'd like to say that this song is being brought to you by Jam All Safe and Secure Locksmith. Jerry, it only takes a second for a burglar to break in with a bump key. So that means they can just break into your house. He puts a lock in that can't be broken into. It's a true intruder resistance. To get in touch with Jerry at Jam All Safe and Secure, call 727-474-6906. That's 727-474-6906. Jam All Safe and Secure Locksmith, my good friend Jerry.
Morning has broke like the first morn.
Everybody sing it if you can.
Blackbird has spoke like the first bird. Praise all the singing. Praise all the morning. God's recreation of the new day.
With the word hope in it, because my friend Hope that does websites, is there any song with hope in it?
Yeah,
she does
high hopes.
High hopes. Yeah. Any song, it doesn't matter. But quickly tell us what you do, and then he'll end the show with singing a song.
Sure. Yeah, so we help small businesses increase their customer activity, get more leads, increase profitability, and we do that through websites, digital marketing, lead generation. And our company is microbiz.com. So our website is microbizops.com. Telephone number is 813-586-1531. And my name's Hope.
All right.
There's always hope.
Right. There's always hope.
There's always hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Trailers for sale around the room, left for 50 cents. No phone to pull no pencil. Ain't got no cigarettes all. 8 hours of pushing room, 8 to 12 four bedroom. My man. road. The box called midnight.
The king in the road is hope that does wet.
Old worn out substitute. Don't pay no union dues. I have found sure, but not big around the mayor. The means by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of the name. Every head out, every town, settle every lock that ain't locked with those around. Trellos, sell a red room to less 50 cents. No, no pets, I ain't got a cigarette shop. 8 hours of pushing down by the day to play a 4-bedroom. My man, it's by no means a king of the road. Man, it's by no means a king of the road. King of the road. King of the road. My four-wheel drive pickup truck.
That was pretty good.
There we go. And it's a wrap.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.